wanted to have on the broadcast one of the most popular radio personalities in the world. He spent 19 years on The Fan, our sister station, with Mike Francesa.
Oh, wow. That's a long 19 years.
Yeah, that is a long 19 years, especially with him. And then... And then he went to Sirius XM. He's on Channel 82. He is the mad dog, Mr. Chris Russo.
Woo! It is an absolute pleasure to be on with you threesome. Scott, good morning. How are you?
It is a pleasure. I was telling Brad this story because I was, the minute I came back to New York back in, I don't know, 89 maybe, 90. No, I forget.
90, yeah, a little
later. I'm not very good at that stuff.
So, I think you left in 89 and came back a few weeks later.
Yeah, so we were living in Rye, and I went into this little food market. It's the Rye Market, I believe. And the folks that own the Kelly's Sea Level Restaurant, they run that too. And I'm in there, and I'm buying Kathleen. I used to bribe her to go to Mass. I'm buying her an egg, bacon, and cheese sandwich. And I hear this guy in the front. Yeah, well, you're the way to Boston Globe. Why are you keeping the
I know that voice you said.
And I went like this. I walked up. You remember that day?
You know what? I think I do. And I used to, my wife is from Rye, and I used to buy the Boston Globe in there all the time. But so I got married at the Rye Resurrection Church in 95. And my wife's family from Rye, you know, been there in the 60s. And I met her in 93. So right. I used to go in there all the time on Sunday morning, Scott, to buy the Boston Globe.
Why the Boston Globe?
But I used to love the Globe because the Globe had a great sports section.
Ah.
Always had a wonderful sports section. A lot of great writers, Bob Ryan and Lee Montville, and I used to love buying it. And so I used to do that on Sunday mornings. And so one day I'm screaming in the head, talking Yankee baseball, and there's Scott Shannon right behind me. There you go.
The funny part about it was I go, yikes. Hey, I was so excited because I was in the back waiting for Kathleen's sandwich because we had just left Resurrection Church, as you had. And I hear that voice. I go up and I said, hey, are you the mad dog? I felt like...
A long time ago, I've been that mad dog nickname. I got to give Bob Raceman the credit for that. He gave me that nickname in New York Daily News a long time ago, and it stuck. And because of that, I've had a pretty nice little career. So I got to thank him for the nickname, most importantly. That's been very important for me. Need a nickname, so it helps me.
Well, Pat, you got Patty on your side this morning. She was checking on you, and she found out.
I see you have a history degree.
She said, uh-oh.
Well, I have a history degree. I went to Rollins College down in Winter Park, Florida, and I was a history major. I graduated in 82, and I started in Jacksonville for a year in 83, went to Orlando. And then I went to WMCA. I loved MCA. That was 570 WMCA. And I got there in 87. Rick Scholar hired me.
Yeah.
And then, fortunately, 2 years later, FAN started. And Mark Mason plucked me over there. And before you know it, in the summer of 89, I started with Mike. 19 years later, here I am.
Wow.
Oh, really, 33 years later. But 19 with Mike and 14 at Sirius.
Boy.
Wow. And you came, you've actually, a kid, did you actually grow up in Syosset?
Yes, I did, Scott. I grew up in Syosset, Long Island, New York. I went to a boarding school in upstate near Albany and before I went to Rollins, but I love Syosset. Matter of fact, I'll give you something interesting. My best man for my wedding, who I haven't seen in probably 10 years, is coming tonight, as is another buddy of mine named Pete Anzalone. Grew up in Syosset, Calvin Avenue. You know the last time I saw Pete Anzalone? Probably 25 years ago. He lives in Snowmass, Colorado, and he's coming tonight. I bought three tables, so I'm going to make this a big affair.
So he's talking about the Radio Hall of Fame, which is a great honor for anyone in radio, and he's being inducted along with our very own Broadway Billy and some other folks from the area. But I just can't believe that you started out. Did you start out as a radio fan or a sports fan?
No, sports fan first. I'm an only child, so sports is my little brother. So sports is what carried me first. But like everybody else back in the late 60s, early 70s, growing up in New York, I wanted to be an announcer, a play-by-play guy. And my hero was Marv Albert. I love Marv. The Knicks were great. The Rangers were competitive. So, you know, the Knicks won a championship in 69-70. They won again in 72-73. And remember, in those days, not all the games were on TV. There was no such thing as MSG. So you used to listen to the radio.
Yeah.
And his famous calls, yes, basket count, and all that kind of stuff. And I used to, and I, all my buddies and myself, we loved Marv. You know, I was 12 years old. Knicks were a big story. And I would love Marv. And I think Marv probably is the guy that got me more into the idea of thinking I can do sports as a living when I was 12 years old than anybody else. So I really, that's a good job that you brought that up. I should mention him tonight.
No.
And Marv is very significant to my career. 100%.
Now, first of all, I want to get something straight for you. You're not going in till tomorrow night, so
yeah.
Don't do
oh,
that
that's
tonight.
Right. Yeah,
he's not going to sleep.
I want to go to the Radisson Blue tonight, and he'll be there.
I want to help you out. Well, I'm so happy for you. I've been a fan of yours ever since. You know, I used to listen to you on Saturday morning.
Oh, my God.
Remember that show?
Of course I did. I did Saturday morning, guys. Patty, you may not know this. Brad, I did Saturday morning 10 to 1 for about 17, 18 years.
Wow.
And I would come in on Saturdays, and I loved that little show because it was goofy. I can do what I want.
Right.
You know, that was, Mike had Sunday, and I did Saturday, so I could do anything I want.
Yeah.
And I say a lot of crazy things. I antagonized the Yankee fan and all those kinds of stuff. And that show had its own little fan base, as Scott just said.
Yeah, I was a big fan.
People running around doing their errands, taking their kids to games, and they put me out for 20 minutes, me screaming about something.
Well,
it sort of kicked off their weekend.
The reason I liked it, because you sounded like no one else on the radio. He used to go, I don't understand why the Yankees don't make that move. And then all of a sudden, he stops.
Right.
Nothing.
Great, Chris.
No, I'm serious. He goes right back into it.
Hey. Mad Dog, when did you start adding music? What, like Springsteen, we know you love Springsteen. Don't you love talking music during your sports breaks?
Oh, I love it. And I do a lot of, I've done a lot of music in the last couple of years since that pandemic. You know, Springsteen.
Yeah, because sports was a little...
3,000 times. I mean, I'm a big music guy. I love that little Canyon era there in the late 60s, early, you know, Crosby, Stills and Nash, The Doors, people like that. But I'm a huge Springsteen fan. And you're right. I made, you know, for a long time on FAN, there's two things that people remembered me by. One is Bruce, and the other one are the San Francisco Giants. Because I was much more so, but I was a huge San Francisco Giant fan. And I never won. And the Yankees always won, and I never won. And then I leave, and the Giants win three championships. So I couldn't have any fun with it.
But he is Chris Russo. A.K.A. the Mad Dog. He's going into the Radio Hall of Fame tomorrow night. Congratulations, my friend. We love you.
Great to be on with you guys. It's an honor, Scott.
As you used to say, good job, man. Good job.
Good job. Good job.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, man. He's great.
That's what it is.
He's a fireball, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great. great guy, too. Got a big heart.
Yeah.
7:59, it's the big show. Mad Dog going into the Hall of Fame.